distance, now I'm back on my feet. Just a man and his will to survive. So many times it happens too fast. You trade your passion for glory. Don't lose your grip on the dreams of the past. You must fight just to keep them alive. It's deep. And that was Survivor with Eye of the Tiger. My name's Andrew Jobling, and this is the High Performance Show. Welcome to the High Performance Show on Saturday, November 7, 2009. And what an amazing day it is. 30 big, bold, beautiful degrees out there in sunny Melbourne, in the south of Melbourne. I'm actually looking now at the current temperature in Moorabbin. The temperature is 29.4 degrees, and isn't it amazing? Ah, don't we love it in Melbourne? You know, we get all this crappy weather and then we finally get a good day and, gee, we love it. So, welcome again to the High Performance Show on this Saturday, the 7th of November. We're here to share some ideas, hints, concepts to inspire, motivate and help you get a little bit more out of your life. So, I hope you're ready for that and I hope you're sitting back and if you're driving, don't get too excited and crash your car. Today is all about sharing some ideas. And we do, as you know, have very, very special guests every week. This week is no exception. We have a very special guest. And the reason why the guest this week is so special is because this man has created some incredible change in his own personal health, well-being, and consequently has gone on to do some incredible things, which we will talk about. So I'm going to introduce and welcome to the show director and owner of Fit to the Core Personal Training, Mr. Peter Tiliakis. G'day, Peter.
G'day, Andrew. Thanks for the introduction, mate. That was great.
Well, I haven't finished yet, mate. I've only just begun. That was just the name stuff. We haven't even got into the whole roll call because I asked Peter to send me a little bit of information about himself and I've got about 17 pages of stuff of things that he's done.
Sorry to do that to you, mate.
No, that's all right, mate. I am exaggerating, obviously, as I tend to do. But I can because it's my show and I can do whatever I want to do. But so Peter basically started his personal training business just quite recently in December 2006. And before that, he worked in the corporate world as a project administrator, which sounds really thrilling, mate. Well, we probably won't spend too much time on that.
No, I hope not.
But the turning point for Peter came in July 2005. Now, Peter wasn't back then the same fit, healthy. And I'm actually looking at Peter now in a green singlet. He's ripped and rock hard, and I'm finding it very difficult to concentrate at the moment. But July 2005, he was weighing 110 kilos. He was experiencing some sharp abdominal and side pain, so he went to the doctor. And basically the doctor said, you better do something different, mate, or you're going to keel over.
That was pretty much right, Andrew. He did say I'd needed to take some drastic action, and as far as just changing my lifestyle. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that that are in the same position. But the only thing I can tell people now is just don't wait for that wake-up call like I did, and get out there and just start doing something.
Cool. And so since then, mate, you've done some incredible stuff. You lost 37 kilos really in just over 12 months, which is pretty amazing, and we'll talk about how you did that.
Yeah.
But not only that, you obviously started a personal training business because you wanted to share some of the lessons that you'd learned in your journey.
Yeah, absolutely. Basically, I just wanted to inspire people and just show them that anybody can do it. And I was just an ordinary person just working a normal 9-to-5 job like most people do, and if I can do it, anybody can do it. Well, we've heard it a million times, but I'm a living example of that. And that's why I initially started Fit to the Core. It was to help people achieve their goals just exactly like I did.
Brilliant, mate. And we'll talk more about Fit to the Core as we get along. But the other thing you've done is you got inspired and motivated to start running, didn't you? And you just started sort of with a few little 5Ks and struggled across the line, and then you did a couple of 10Ks, and you've just recently run a full marathon in under 3.5 minutes. Three and a half minutes, that'd be good. In under 3.5 hours, equally impressive. And you've got yourself qualified for the Paris Marathon next year.
I did, mate. I did. Very
exciting.
And
yeah,
I'm counting the days, mate. So, it's looking forward to it.
Oh, brilliant, mate. So, well done. You've done some amazing stuff. Listen, I just need to share with you, as I share with all my guests, the reason why you're here. I'm not here to, talk all about you. We're here to get inside your head and dig out some of the thought processes that you've been through to you've changed your life.
Right? I have.
In so many different ways, haven't you? You're now doing something that you're passionate about, but you're now lean and fit.
Exactly, right.
And,
And the thing is that, I started at 35 years of age, Andrew, and a lot of people, when they get to that stage in their life, they're thinking, maybe it's too late. The important thing is that it's never too late, even if you're 60. When I did the marathon just a few weeks ago, the Melbourne Marathon, I had 70-year-olds just fly past me, so that to me is inspirational, and this is what it's all about.
And it's so true, mate. Like, age is really no barrier. I mean, absolutely. My grandmother was 60 years old when she started walking 8Ks a day, and she's now 97, and we can't find her. Boom, boom. Anyway, that was a really bad joke, but I thought I'd throw that in. But you're so true, mate. So let's get started. So firstly, welcome again to the show. It's great having you in here.
Thanks, Andrew.
Because you're not, really, mate, like officially, you're not a southern suburbs person. You're south of New South Wales. So in that sense, we are southern.
Yes.
You're living out in the northern suburbs of Melbourne,
yep.
Pascoe Vale.
Pascoe Vale it is, yep.
Which is a sunny, beautiful place to live.
It is.
So you've come a long way, mate, all the way down CityLink, over the bridge, onto Nepean Highway, down the highway to Mentone, final resting place.
That's right.
Where we're here to get... Thanks for coming, mate. Okay, so let's just spend a tiny little bit of time. I just want to know, obviously, how you got to that point where that turning point, which was your 110 kilos, had pain in your chest, your health was obviously in serious. How did you get yourself to that point?
Well, it was a pretty long story, so I'll just try and rush it a little bit as much as I could. Just basically, I had the abdominal pain, and I thought, look, I better go into the doc. I had a bad experience with an Indian dinner the previous night, and I thought, look, maybe I need to get some, I'm not sure what sort of medications out there for stomach problems.
Dodgy vindaloo, mate, was it?
But it was something like that. Yeah, I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was absolute torture the next day, and didn't sleep very well at all. And I thought, look, I'll go into the doc and see what he can do for me. And he said to me that, best to go and have some scans done and do a few blood tests and see exactly where I'm at. And the results came in, and look, Andrew, it was a huge wake-up call for me. And finding out that, you know, I was borderline diabetes and very high cholesterol, and, yeah, things weren't looking good for a 35-year-old. I thought, 35 is not old.
It's not old, mate.
It's still got so much more to live for. And, you know, I had to take some drastic action, and they did find a lot of fatty tissue in my liver from the scans as well, and I thought, this is crazy. So, mate, got onto the internet and started doing some research and started looking at what I can do to change my diet, and I had no idea whatsoever about exercise and how to get started with that as well. So, just did a little bit of research. That's how it all started.
Good, mate. Let's go back a little bit further, though. I want to know why you got to... How did you actually get yourself to that point? So what were the things... Because I think there are a lot of people out there listening, you know, and you can save them time, effort, heartache, pain, suffering. What were the habits that you were into when you were working? You're obviously working long hours. You weren't looking after you.
Yeah, I was.
So how did you get to that point where you thought, mate, I really need to change?
The lifestyle of eating takeaway, and it was just so easy getting takeaway, it was Macca's or KFC, and we, you know, had fish and chip nights as well at home and that sort of stuff. And that all had to change, and that all had to stop. So, and which it did. And looking back now, and the last time I had McDonald's was in Grand Final Day 2005, and I won't go anywhere near McDonald's at all now. And that was just a stepping stone of changing my mindset and getting to know a little bit more what real food is all about, and getting away from the processed and the chemicals that are in food that so many people are eating at the moment.
Yep. So lesson, and again, as we know, the High Performance Show is all about lessons, and there's your first lesson. If you are listening right now and you are making decisions about the food you're eating, about your exercise, just stop and think about where you're heading. And I think that's probably something, Peter, that you probably didn't do at that time.
No.
Until those pains told you where you were heading. But most people don't know until it's, in a lot of cases, too late. So are you doing something right now that's putting you on a path that potentially will lead you to pain and suffering? Because if you are, then you need to stay tuned and keep listening to this show until 2 o'clock, because we're going to inspire you to get up, get out there and change your life. So we're going to go to a quick song now. Peter is a bit of a fan of Michael Bublé, so on his request, this is Michael Bublé with The Way You Look Tonight.
Beautiful.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way. With your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft, there is nothing for me but to love you and the way. Each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fears apart, and that laugh that wrinkles your nose, it touches my never ever change. keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it, 'cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Tenderness grows, tearing my fears apart. And that laugh that wrinkles your nose, it touches my foolish heart. Don't you ever change, keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it, 'cause I love you just the way you look tonight.
Simon Burgess Bayswater Bulk, the Good Guys Brighton, has a huge range of the best brands in electrical appliances at the lowest prices. We have everything you need, including fridges and freezers, washers and dryers, cooking and small appliances. Not to mention plasmas and LCDs, digital cameras and camcorders, laptops and Tech Zone, and much more. So get down to Simon Burgess Bayswater Bulk, the Good Guys Brighton at 681 Nepean Highway and grab a bargain today. Get it for a song. The Good Guys. Pay less, pay cash.
Ever wanted to mountain bike Vietnam? How about trek along the Great Wall of China? The Cancer Council's Tour for a Cure offers you the adventure of a lifetime while you raise funds to help fight cancer. Reach your fundraising target and you'll be setting off for the rest of your adventure, including airfares, accommodation, meals and guides. Tour for a Cure. Have the time of your life and make a difference for the Cancer Council Victoria. For more information, phone 9635 5079 or visit cancervic.org.au.
88.3 Southern FM. Sounds funky.
Yes, it is the funky Andrew Jobling on the Funky High Performance Show, sitting here with the funky Peter Tiliakis. After that, mate, Michael Bublé, I hope everyone's awake. Hello, wake up. Mate, that was a beautiful song.
Yeah, thanks, Ed. I can't believe you played it, to be honest.
Oh, no, mate. We love a bit of diversity here at Southern FM. It is currently 20 past 1 on the 7th of November, and the weather is just getting better and better here. So if you're inside, get outside, unless your radio's inside and you can't take it outside, in which case stay inside until the show's over, then go outside. But the weather's great, all is good, the birds are singing, the sky's blue, the grass is green and the flowers are blooming, and all is right in the world. And I'm actually rabbiting on a little bit, as I tend to do, but that's okay because it's my microphone. I've had my little thing. Now, we've got Peter Tiliakis in the studio. He is the owner and director of Fit to the Core Personal Training. But Peter has come from a place where he was not a healthy man. He was 110 kilos. He was dying, like he was had a few days left to live. And now I am over-dramatising the situation here, but he wasn't healthy. So he made a decision to get in shape, right? Now, the next question I'm going to ask you, Peter, because this is the thing that people are listening to going, okay, so what did you do? How did you lose 37 kilos in just over 12 months? Was it something outrageous? Can I do it? These are the questions that people are asking. So, and I know it wasn't like that. So do you want to explain what are some of the real simple things that you did to get to that point?
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. The first thing you got to remember is you got to try and keep it as simple as possible. And that's what I wanted to do. And I wanted to choose to do things that I really enjoyed. And one of the things I really enjoyed, which actually got me to the 110 kilos, was love eating. And that's why I wanted to do a lot more research with food. And mate, you can do as much research as you can, but the key was to keep it simple. And that's what I did. And just having healthy, fresh food. And then I just started doing basic exercise. And one thing I love doing, my wife and I both do a lot of, is walking. So you just keep it simple. Just start doing 20 minutes a day. We've all blown 20 minutes a day one time or another.
Watching TV,
exactly right. So we've all got 20 minutes to just go. Then just go for a walk. Doesn't have to be, you know, an intense walk. It could be just a nice casual walk at the start. And that's how it all started. Just eating right. And
so it's about creating habits, right? That's exactly what you're saying. Exactly, like, so you start simple and you just keep it easy. Like, so walking 20 minutes.
Just 20 minutes a day.
I wonder if there's anyone listening out there, Peter, that is sitting there going, gee, I don't think I could do that. I reckon that's something everyone could do. So if you're sitting there going, how do I get started? Well, that's a good way to get started. Just make a decision. Make a decision. And we talk about making decisions on this show. And we don't go, oh, yeah, I'd like to. Or, yeah, I'll think about it. No, I will. Walk 20 minutes a day. What an amazing time of the year to be outside walking.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, so also with your eating, mate, so you're only eating two meals a day, is that right?
I was.
So they would have been big meals, I'm thinking.
They were. It was usually skip breakfast, thinking that that was a good thing at the time, thinking, I'm still recovering from last night's dinner. I don't need to have breakfast. I'll just go to work, have lunch. And usually was a big lunch. I'd get a McDonald's, which was across the road from where I was working, and it was just so easy for me to do that. And but it was a couple of burgers and fries, it wasn't healthy at all. And not having breakfast is such a bad thing to do. And I encourage everyone out there, even if it's just a muesli bar, you've got to get your metabolism working early in the morning.
That's a great point too. So, all right. So I hope we're all, if you're driving, steer with your knees and write this stuff down. Walking, just start walking every day for 20 minutes. Eat breakfast. That was the only thing you did and you got your metabolism started, you'd be leaner, you'd be healthier, you'd
absolutely
have more energy. In 12 months' time, you'd be in a significantly different place. So what else, mate? So you started eating breakfast.
Yep. You started eating breakfast and just stopped eating. I made the decision, as you mentioned before, it's very important to make that decision. I'm not telling everybody out there to just stop having takeaway, but I made the decision to stop. That was where I was at, and that was my challenge. But I challenge everybody out there just to cut it down by 50 to 60%. It's a good start. Start eating fresh food. I kept it simple, just having a salad sandwich. Just cut up the salad at home. I know it can get a bit sloshy by having it by lunchtime at work, but just cut up the salad at home, make the sandwich at work, and I found that worked perfectly for me. It wasn't just salad. I increased the amount of protein in my diet by having some fish, some sardines or some salmon. That really worked well. And just sticking to the salads. And mate, I couldn't believe the results I was getting just after just 1 month.
So I'm looking at your little timeline here. So you lost... lost 30 kilos in the first 30 days.
That's correct.
Wow. And just from doing those basic things?
Increasing the amount of protein in my diet by having some fish for lunch. I know not everybody out there loves fish, but you can supplement it with a little bit of meat. You can cut up from the previous day. You can have it and you warm it up in a microwave at work. It works well, and that's what did it for me. Just kept away from the processed food.
Yeah, so it's simple, right? What you're saying is simplicity, and we all know what to do. This is nothing new, but I guess the secret is that consistency, right?
Yes.
So let me ask you this question.
Yep.
I'm sure there were times in the process where it was tough.
Yeah,
like, and you didn't feel like walking for 20 minutes, and you were tempted to go to Macca's, and did you experience that? Were there any other any other obstacles
especially
that you had to overcome?
Look, I found the first 3 months was difficult. just after having such a bad lifestyle for so many years, we're talking 15 to 20 years here of just having, you know, the bad food. It was probably ever since I got my license, actually. And just to reinforce those habits, those bad habits, every year for 20 years. And it was just very hard to just stop that and go cold turkey. But the thing I did was, I knew it was all about mental strength. And that got me through. It was all about focusing on the goals that you want.
Okay, right. Can I just stop you there? Because that's a really important point.
Yep.
What you said there is focusing on.
And
we had this conversation just before the show, didn't we, about whether you like exercise, don't like exercise, like fruit and vegetables, you know, all that sort of stuff. And it's really irrelevant, isn't it? I mean, if you can focus on the outcome that you're after, then doing the things is actually a lot. You find it a lot easier.
Easier, and I found that because I started walking, I then, without even knowing, without even realising, had the energy, increased my energy levels to wanting to do it. And I was taught a long time ago, actually when I was a kid, my dad always said to me, if you do something 21 days in a row, it becomes a habit. And that's what I always had in the back of my mind. Mm. I thought, if I do this 21 days in a row, I'm going to always want to do this.
Did it work?
It worked.
Wow. There you go, 21 days. You're only 21 days. That's 3 weeks away from having whatever you want, or at least being on the path to have whatever you want. So we're about to go to another break, but before we do, Peter, so when, like, if you're going to give people a recommendation, when should they start this process? What would you say?
Make the decision, because you can't just go out there and think, oh, this is going to change for me. You've got to really want this. If you really want it, I believe that you can do it. And it's like I said before, it's 20 minutes a day. It's
pretty easy.
Pretty easy.
So when should they start?
Not hard at all. Immediately.
Right. Start now. Now, what a fantastic segue into our top five for the week. Thank you, Peter. Our top five this week is top five reasons to start now. To start now, and they are: number one, there will never be a right time. We can sit there and say, I'll wait till Christmas is over, or I'll wait till this, or wait till that. There will never, ever be a right time, so do it right now. Yep. Number two, second reason to start right now is the sooner you start, the sooner you'll achieve what you want. You could put it off another year, but then it's going to be another year before you actually get the results. How long do you want to wait to live the life you want? Number three, action cures fear. So get started now and you'll find how simple it was and how you wished you would have started earlier. Number four is it will give you confidence. If you get started now, you'll have confidence to do other things. Number five reason to start now is, Peter talked about, is about creating a habit. You know, 21 days, if you start now, in 21 days, you'll form a habit or habits which will lead you on to ongoing success. So, this week's competition, please get your mobile phone out, send an SMS to Peter and I, and tell us what is the one thing you're going to start now. What is it? It doesn't have to be a health or an exercise thing. It could be something else. It could have something to do with doing something with your family or your business or your career. I'm going to start writing a book. I'm going to start... You know, I'm going to start training for a marathon. I don't know. What is it? I'm going to ring up my mum and dad and make some time to say, what is it you're going to do and start right now? The number is 0414 973315. That's 0414 973315. Send an SMS and tell us what is it you're going to start right now. There will be a prize. I haven't told Peter yet that he's actually going to donate the prize, so we'll let you know what that is after the break. This is Katrina and the Waves with Walking on Sunshine.
I just can't wait till the day when you knock on my door. Hey, we're the Wiggles.
You know, we've got some great things that we don't need anymore.
If they're in good condition, we could take them to a Vinnie shop where they'll be sold to raise money to help Vinnie's good work.
You can help too, so come on, get a wiggle on.
What can you give to Vinnie's today?
Escape mass tourism. In the Tasmanian Tarkine rainforest lies the Carina Wilderness Experience, an ancient, unbroken tract of rainforest showing a world beyond human memory. Kayak, walk, boat, fish and bird watch your way through an unforgettable wild edge experience while enjoying ensuited eco-friendly retreats. Carina.com.au. Visit CORINA.com.au. Sponsoring Southern FM.
You're tuned to the Great Southern Sounds of Melbourne, 88.3 Southern FM.
Yes, welcome back to Southern FM, 88.3 on the FM dial. Andrew Jobling coming at you live from 22 Balcombe Road, Mentone at 1:35 PM on Saturday, November 7. This is the High Performance Show, and gee, we're having fun today. I'm fired up, Pete. You've fired me up, mate.
Thanks, Andrew. It's the whole aim, mate.
Oh, crikey. Listen, if you're listening and you're not fired up, you better pinch yourself just to make sure you're still living, because Pete is, this is an amazing man who's gone from 110 kilos, half alive, just, he's basically crawling around the house and only could just survive. He's now a lean, what are you weighing in at the moment, mate? Because you're a lean, mean running machine.
I got down to 73, but I'm 76 and a half kilos now.
76 and a half kilos.
Who's counting?
76 and a half kilos.
Yeah.
Wow, that's fantastic, mate. And you are a marathon runner extraordinaire, because, like, we'll talk about that very shortly. But before we do, sorry, I'm going to jump around all over the place as I tend to do here because I can. Just to remind people that we are having a competition, because we're talking about taking control of your health. We're talking about getting started and not waiting. We're talking about doing it right now. So the competition we have, and we've had, the phones are going hot at the moment with people telling us that, Pete, you'd be happy to know that you've inspired several people already.
Fantastic.
Which is great. And they're sending an SMS and telling us what is it they're going to start. So what is it you're going to start right now? What are you going to start doing differently now that's going to put you on a path to better health, well-being, more financial, better relationships, whatever it might be? You're sending the SMS to 0414 973 315. That's 0414 973 315. Okay, so we've talked about a whole heap of stuff. We've talked about how you got to where you got and really unhealthy and you decided to make a change. And we've talked about the simple things you did to lose 13 kilos in the first month and 37 kilos in 12 months. And it was all really simple stuff, wasn't it?
Just try to keep it as simple as possible, Andrew. That
was
the
key. Just consistency, right?
Yep,
and persistence. Just doing it every day.
Yep.
And not stopping, which really, again, if you're looking for lessons in life, you would get no better advice than to, whatever you start, make sure you're consistent and you just keep going.
That's it.
Now, running, mate, so you got into running. What inspired you to start running?
Yeah, look, as you know, I was doing the walking and, just walking around the Oval. That's how it all started for me, walking at the local Oval. And then I thought, you know, look, I can go faster now. And I started walking fast and started doing more laps, and 5 laps became 10 laps and became 20 laps, and I thought, I might give running a go. This happened quite a few months later, and I think it was about April 2006. And a friend of mine from work, actually, she said to me, "Why don't you give running a go?" And she was actually doing an event called Run to the G. It's called the Run Melbourne now, but at the time, Run to the G was just a 5K event that she wanted me to do with her. And I thought, look, I'll give it a go. So I started training for that. And, mate, that's how it all began, and I just started getting faster from there.
And it's interesting, too, because, I mean, you've started running 5Ks, you're now running 42, and you're running 42 in, like, a fast time. Like, 3.5 hours for a marathon is moving. You know, they say anything under 4 hours is, you know, if you get under 4 hours, you're doing okay, but you're doing it under 3.5. So the process to, from going from where you are starting with no base at all to running a marathon, what's the process to get to that point?
Yeah, it was just improving my training, improving my strength in my legs, improving my core. And I found that was the key, improving the core. And I found if I did that, then I would have, my running became easier, my strength training became easier, and my health in general, I just felt so much better, and that's what did it for me, and that's and I contribute to running.
So again, there are people out there thinking I could never run a marathon. What would you say to them?
Anybody can do it. Like I said, you know, I've done it, and it just took just from running. I started running April 2006. Did my marathon by October 2007. So, if you've done any sort of cardio activity, if you've done even a 2K run in 12 months, you can do a marathon. All you need to do is just improving your strength, eating the right food, drinking the right drinks, and you're three quarters of the way there.
And taking it one step at a time, mate.
It's all about taking one step at a time.
That's what a 42-kilometre run is, isn't it?
And that's right. Look, I really wanted to do it. It depends on how much you want to do it. And look, if you really want to do it, you can do it within 12 months. And it's and I've got a plan which I've actually taught a lot of my clients on exactly how to do it.
Okay, now, right, I'm going to just get in your face here a little bit. Yep. Because, mate, I really don't enjoy exercise, and I say this quite often, and people go, well, how can we do it? And I say simply because I love the result of exercise. I love how I feel.
Yeah.
So if you forget about the pain and focus on the end result, it's a lot easier to get through.
Yeah.
But running 42Ks, mate, like that's got to be painful.
Yeah, look.
What keeps you going at the 35K mark when everything's screaming, your calves are screaming, your feet are screaming, your lungs are about to burst? What keeps you going, and what do you get out of it?
It's a beautiful thing called adrenaline, Andrew.
Especially
when you're about to approach the MCG and you've got all the people clapping and you actually do get a bit of a crowd at the MCG on marathon day, which is
packed
fantastic.
House.
And
100,000?
I don't know if it's a packed house, but it's about 10 to 15,000 people. It's unbelievable. And the roar you get when you cross a finish line, the pain is the last thing on your mind.
Yeah, but there's pain before you get to that point.
There's a lot of pain in the training to get to that point. That's correct, yeah.
What, in your experience, I mean, because you would have run past a lot of people.
A lot
when
of people,
do people
past
what,
me too.
At what point do people start pulling out of a marathon? Because I know if out of, let's say, and you'd probably know these numbers, what percentage of people wouldn't finish?
There was, I'm not sure of the exact numbers, but I know quite a few people didn't finish. And look, Andrew, I put that down to preparation. If you think you could just go out there and run a marathon without having the right preparation, then it's just not going to happen. Especially this year where it was a little bit on the warm side, you really had to be drinking a couple of days beforehand. You had to have your carbs up and that sort of thing. Not everybody knows that sort of thing, but it's very important to... when you get to that stage of marathon running, you really got to know what you're doing because you could really hurt yourself.
Yeah, but it is also very much a mental game, isn't it? Like, because you're going to be in pain. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't matter how well prepared you are, it's going to hurt. And you've got to keep going. So, I mean, what are you thinking about? Because I think this is an important lesson for people when they're going through pain in whatever, whether it's a relationship pain or whether it's work pain or whatever the pain they're going through. What do you focus on when you... at the 20-25K mark, it's a cracking pace, hot, it's hot.
Yes, yep.
What are you thinking about?
I'm always thinking from the time the gun goes off at the beginning, I'm always thinking about finishing. It's the only thing in my mind. This is where the mind is very important, especially with marathon running. It's a lot to do with the mind as well as the body. And when I was talking about preparation before, I wasn't just talking about physical preparation. There's a lot of mindset involved as well, and you've really got to picture the whole run before you actually even run it.
Very true. Okay. Yeah. That's a goodie, mate. So that's all about you saying visualising.
Visualising
the end, visualising how good you'll feel when you've run across the line, visualising the crowd, 15,000 people on their feet.
And it's a great feeling.
Going, Peter, Peter, throwing empty stubbies at you, going, "Ah, you mongrel."
Not that quite drastic, but no, it was great.
So very much a mental game. So again, like really strong messages there with everything in life. If you can focus on what it is you want, if you can get a strong visual of what it is you want, you'll find the process bearable, you'll do it, you'll get through, and you'll achieve much, much, much more in your life.
That's right.
Than you'll ever possibly dream of. So on that point, I think we better have a bit of a song because I'm excited. We've had 7-8 SMSs come through. Keep them coming through. And just to remind you, if you've just tuned in, our competition, and I haven't told you what the prize is. Now, Peter, I've just told him over the break that he's going to actually donate something, and he said, "What?" And he's happy to do it. What are you going to donate? What's the prize, Pete?
Yeah, I'm going to donate Okay, not just a free consultation, because anybody can do that. I'm going to donate 5 free sessions.
Wow.
Yep.
5 free sessions.
As well as a consultation, yep.
If you're listening, you'd better get on the SMS. 5 free sessions, mate. That's got to be worth hundreds of dollars. But here's the thing. You're going to get inside the mind of someone that has turned his life around. This man, I guarantee, is an absolute inspiration. He's a legend. You want to meet him. You want to find out more about him. We're going to talk more about his fabulous business, Fit to the Core, after this next song. But send us an SMS, 0414973315, and tell us what are you going to get started on today. This is Guy Sebastian with Like It Like That.
You're there when they can't sleep. You're there when they're playing. But who's there when they're at school? Asthma is a serious condition which affects 1 in 9 children and claims 400 Australian lives each year. Does anyone at your school know what to do in an asthma emergency? Log on to asthmafriendlyschools.org.au and find out if your school is asthma friendly. Shouldn't every school be asthma friendly?
hungry for the latest Australian golf news? Be sure to get your free copy of Inside Golf, Australia's golf news leader. Written by award-winning journalists, Inside Golf gives you in-depth coverage of Aussie golf news, events, course reviews, the hottest new golf gear, and tips and drills to improve your golf game. You can even win great golf prizes and equipment. It's all in Inside Golf. Free at any golf course or driving range near you. Or read it online at www.insidegolf.com.au. Sponsoring Southern FM.
88.3 Southern FM. It's groovy.
Groovy it is. And this is Andrew Nicholas Jobling. This is the High Performance Show, sitting here in the studio with Mr. Peter Tiliakis at 1:50 or 10 minutes to 2 on Saturday the 7th of November, on this amazing Saturday in Melbourne. So you don't have to wait too much longer, 10 more minutes, and then you can get out and start exercising, because I know you want to. You know, I know you're inspired by Peter. I know you want to run a marathon. He was actually, we were talking on the way here, and how long ago was the Melbourne Marathon, mate? It was about a couple of weeks ago.
October the 10th, so about a month ago.
Yeah. And you were thinking about going up to Marysville.
Today
and run a marathon.
Tomorrow morning is a marathon and a half marathon. I think it's a smaller event as well. So it's for everyone to go and enjoy. It's for a good cause too, for Marysville.
You are a sucker for punishment, though.
I am.
You are. That's incredible, mate. Very, very inspiring stuff. So we've been talking about taking charge now, doing something now to get your health in order. Don't wait. Don't wait till it's too late. Don't wait till you go to the doctor and they say you've got 5 days to live. Wait. Do it now. Do it when you've got control, and keep control. And I think control is such an important word. And it's real easy to take control, isn't it, mate? Just some simple things.
It is. Like we mentioned, you know, it's all about mindset. It's all about getting yourself into a routine. And, you know, the rest is it's up to you.
Okay, so let's talk about Fit to the Core. What a great name. That's a great name.
Thanks, Andrew.
So you've obviously decided that, well, if you can do it, you can inspire other people to do it.
That's what it was all about. I lost a lot of weight with a pretty, I suppose, good space of time, around 12 months. And I thought, look, I can do this, and I could teach other people how to do this as well. People could leverage off my what I've, you know, trained myself and how I've done all my research and that sort of thing. And I thought, you know, I could take this out there. So I went and enrolled at the Australian Institute of Fitness and graduated at the end of 2006 and started a business pretty much straight away.
That's good, mate. So what's your core message, and what is it that you know, when you, someone says, okay, so tell us, what's your point of difference? What would you say in your business is your point of difference?
Well, I've experienced it. I've gone through it. I know what it takes.
You've lived it.
I've lived it. Exactly right. I know what it takes to do what to achieve the result that anybody wants to achieve.
That's good, mate. So you do a lot of stuff with one-on-one, don't you? I do a lot of stuff.
I do a little one-on-one. I do a little bit of corporate as well. But mainly, my main focus is to train people to change their mindset and to change their eating habits. And predominantly, most of my clients are obese and are looking at a solution to their weight problem.
So, and how are you going? You're getting some good results.
Phenomenal results, Andrew. It's I've had quite a few clients who are on their way. They haven't as yet achieved their goal weight. There is a fair bit involved, and The key thing is that it's very hard to do this on your own, and you do need someone to help you along the way, and that's what I am. I'm there for, and it's just been a huge benefit to my clients, and just the way they've changed, it's just unbelievable.
Good stuff, mate. Well done. That's so good. So the website is www.fittothecore.com.au. That's www.fittothecore.com.au. All one word, just the normal spelling of those words, .com.au. It's a really good website, mate. It's fresh and alive, and you can get on there and you can actually see photos of Peter before and after. I'm looking at it right now. There's Peter Tiliakis in 2005 sitting back with a bottle of something and looking very content with chubby cheeks. And then Peter Tiliakis in 2006, only 1 year later. Was that a marathon, mate?
No, that was the one of the events that I'd done. Was an 8K event, Spring Into Shape.
Mate, you look amazing.
And it was a bit of a change.
Incredible stuff. So get on the website and have a look around. You can see the sort of services. It's all really, really cool stuff. So if you, and I know, I mean, even if you don't live in the northern suburbs, if you don't mind travelling a bit. Peter's based in Pasco Vale. So if anyone is listening that is sort of north, sort of toward, closer to the city, Pasco Vale's not that far out of the city. It's actually not that far away. It's just
it's 10 k's from
Tulla Freeway and off the freeway, and you're there pretty much. You know, he does a whole range of stuff, and he's just amazing. So it's worth it. I mean, if you want to change your life, it's really worth spending some, investing some time, investing a little bit of money to do that. Because I tell you what, when you're 85, 90, 100 years old, and you're bouncing around having a great deal of fun, and you can look back and say the difference was that day I heard Peter Tiliakis speak on Southern FM, and you actually took action because of that, then that's fantastic. Now, time, mate, it's zapping past. It's 5 to 2, but I just want to ask you, just talk quickly before we go to our competition. Paris Marathon, mate.
Yes.
That is exciting. So you'll be jetting off to Paris early next year.
Yeah, it will be April next year, and looking forward to it.
How many days, mate?
I think it's 153, but who's counting?
153 days, 12 hours and 13 minutes to the start of the Paris Marathon. Now, that's going to be an incredible experience.
It is.
Do you have to eat frog's legs before you start or something like that?
No, I'll be sticking to my usual routine. Plenty of carbs, plenty of water, and a lot of electrolytes with that as well. So, that'll keep me nice and ready for the
good
day.
Mate. Glad to hear it. All right, now we've had lots of responses for this competition. Now, the competition was to send an SMS about the one thing that you are going to start today. You're going to start it. We're not going to wait until next week. We're not going to wait till the weather's better, as if it's going to get any better than it is today. So as I go to my mobile phone and find these, we've got Greg, who sent us an SMS, said, I'm going to start taking a healthy lunch to work with me each day instead of buying takeaway.
Great start.
Greg, good choice. Now, Pete, you need to be taking, you've got to keep all these in mind, mate, because you've got to choose a winner.
I know Greg, yep.
So that's Greg. We've got Gary. Gary, who said, Peter, you have inspired me. So well done, Pete. I'm going to start exercising. In fact, I'm going for a run now. Wish me luck. Okay, good luck, Gary, with that. John said, I'm going to start being grateful for the life I have. That's a good choice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very good choice.
Very good. That's what it's all about, Andrew.
Emily sent us an SMS and said, I'm going to start eating breakfast. Thank you for the inspiration. Great, Emily. Enjoy breakfast. Tom from Elwood has said, I'm going to start drinking more water as of today. He said, great radio listening. Keep up the good work. Thank you, Tom. We will keep up the good work. And Gina said, I'm going to stop whinging and take control of my life. Good on you, Gina. And we've got Frank from Brighton who said, I'm going to take my dog for a walk with my wife every night. Good choice. You do that too, don't you, mate? You take your dog for the walk with your wife every night.
I do, mate.
That's great. Okay, so now, mate, you've got... Do you want me to just run through those again really quickly? Frank, who's going to take his dog for a walk with his wife every night. We've got Gina, who's going to stop whinging and take control of her life. We've got Tom from Elwood, who's going to drink more water. We've got Emily, who's going to start eating breakfast. We've got John, who's going to start being grateful for the life he has. We have got Greg, who's going to start taking his healthy lunch to work with him instead of buying takeaway. We've got Gary, who's going to start exercising. And, in fact, he's got his running shoes on. He's ready to go for a run right now. All right, mate, who's going to win the five free sessions? Five free sessions is pretty amazing.
Yeah, look, they're all good. It's all about enjoying what you're doing and getting out there and just getting more active and eating right. It's really important. I'm going to give it to Frank because he's doing exactly what I'm doing and I've always done.
I forgot what Frank...
He was walking his dog.
Ah, good on you, Frank. Well done, mate. We will be in touch with you. Now, the only problem with Frank is that he's living in Brighton, I think. So, Frank, you've got a bit of travelling to do to go to Pasco Vale to see Pete, but, mate, let me tell you, it will be worth it. And well done, Frank. Make sure you keep going. Keep that dog fit as well as you and your wife. All right. Look at the time. We're just about there, mate. So... Mate, can I say thank you again for coming?
No, thanks for having me, Andrew.
It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely.
You have been one of the most inspiring guests we've had on this show.
Thanks, mate.
Just to remind everyone again, Peter's website is www.fittothecore.com.au. Go on there. All his contact details are there. Give him a call. Find out how we can help you live a healthier, happier, longer life. my website, just in case you're interested, because, gee, it's good, is www.andrewjobling.com.au, full of lots of information and good resources for you to help get your life on track as well. It is currently 159. It's about 30 degrees on Saturday. It is a beautiful day. We will be back here in this studio firing out high performance tips for you next Saturday at 1 o'clock. And have a brilliant day, and we will see you next week. See you, Pete, and thanks again, mate.
Thanks, Andrew. Thank you, everyone.
The best blend of music, community news and views. The Great Southern Sounds of Melbourne, 88.3 Southern FM.